First impressions can be deceiving. The opening track on the latest CD by Grotta might lead you to believe that you're in for a set of Irish jigs and reels. Uh-uh. The quintet has more on its collective mind than traditional Celtic music. The World's Ken Bader spoke with three members of Grotta and has today's global hit.
Grotta had an unlikely birth.
The band more or less started by mistake.
Grotta co-founder and double bass player Andy Lakin.
We got an offer to play in Italy for a couple of months. So we kind of actually put it together quite quickly, not thinking that it would carry on this long, thinking it would just be for 1 or 2 months initially.
That 1 or 2 months has turned into 9 years and counting. Grotta's longevity may have something to do with the band's expansive musical vision. After all, not any Celtic band would include a song called Salt Hill Boogaloo in its repertoire. Grotta's guitarist and co-founder Jerry Paul says he and his bandmates just like playing all kinds of music.
We don't really go out to play a specific style, although it's grounded with the Irish tradition, but there's bits of jazz in there and bits of world music and little bits of rock and Americana and everything.
The Americana sound is especially strong on Grotta's latest CD, Natural Angle. In fact, the band recorded the album in Nashville, Tennessee. But lead singer Nicola Joyce says she and her bandmates didn't go to Music City, USA in order to sound American.
The reason that we went to Nashville in the first place was because we wanted to try and capture the live sound and the live energy of the band.
The producer Grotta chose to capture that live energy is American bluegrass musician Tim O'Brien. And O'Brien co-wrote one of the most compelling songs on Natural Angle. The lyrics tell the true story of John Riley and a group of other Irish immigrants. They came to America in the 1840s, and as Nicola Joyce explains, they joined the U.S. Army to fight in the Mexican-American War.
And they went into battle against Mexico, and John Riley was the one that decided that he didn't really want to fight for America anymore, rather he wanted to fight against them, and he jumped sides and joined the Mexican side. And he led a group called the Battalion San Patricio, named after St. Patrick. There was him and 200 other Irishmen who jumped sides and fought for the Mexicans in the end. But as the song tells, they didn't really get away with it.
Now they fought brave under the flag of the San Patricio, till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. And 15 men were with black mules on the cheeks they were hung on Grande, to dig the graves of 50 more who are hanging fate at Panday. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory.
The fate of John Riley and his cohorts, as bad as it was hardly worse than what befalls several characters in other songs on the album. One is shot, another hangs herself, another is buried alive. Nicola Joyce admits that Natural Angle gets a little grim from time to time.
There seems to be a kind of a death strain in the whole album. It's not really intentional, it's not meant to be themed that way, but I think each of them individually are interesting stories, although not so happy, but you know, that's life.
It wouldn't be anything to do with the fact that we're on the road about 8 months a year and it seems to have a detrimental effect on relationships.
Don't think for a moment, though, that Natural Angle is a downer. The album includes plenty of Irish reels to chase away even a hint of gloom. For The World, I'm Ken Bader.
a couple of songs from that new Grotta album. They're at theworld.org.